My name's Alan Radcliffe. I'm going to read an extract from my short story, Chicago. The short story was commissioned by the Edinburgh Book Festival as part of the Elsewhere collection. My story's set, obviously, in Chicago, and in the story, the first part of the story is a one-night stand between two young men, one Scottish and one Chilean. So we pick up the story the next morning when they've gone for breakfast together. I take him to a busy cafe near Grant Park, a grungy place. Tomas glances around warily, clutching his canvas messenger bag to his side. We sit on an ancient, threadbare sofa, so low his chin's just about resting on his knees. This makes us both laugh. I ask Tomas if he's been out on the scene much in the States, and he just wrinkles his nose. When the breakfast arrives, we sit in silence, reading the different sections of a newspaper. Occasionally, Tomas laughs or snorts and shakes his head, and opens the paper to let me read whatever article he's taking issue with. He laughs wildly at one in particular, Obama claiming the banking system is sound. As he reads down the page, he wipes the tears from his eyes like he's watching a sitcom. At some point, his mobile buzzes and his face bursts alive. My brother! He shakes his head, beaming, his smile widening as he scrolls through the text. His daughter had her third birthday party. He laughs. Can you believe it? 30 other children and their families were there. He lays his phone on the table and gazes dreamily out of the window, his eyes narrowing at the sun, his face slowly sagging. Have you just the one brother? Oh no. He leans forward. Two brothers and two sisters and me. Five. He taps his chest. I'm in the middle. He counts off his siblings on spread fingers. Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. My father says we are like a seating arrangement at a wedding. Here. He thumbs the keys on his phone, hands it to me. Look, here I am with my niece, Pilar. In the picture, Thomas is cradling the white-wrapped, sleepy-eyed newborn baby in his eyes, laughing, open-mouthed. She's cute. Does she live in Santiago too? He stares at me. She lives in my home. We all live together. You live with your brother? My brother lives in the family house with, he counts on his fingers again, his wife and me and my parents and my little sister and my little brother. My older sister lives with her husband and family. In Santiago? Across the street? He tucks his phone in his pocket and shrugs. This is normal for Chile. You must have a very big house. Big enough for all of us. The servants also live in this house. Many houses have servants. They are like members of our family. He lifts his coffee. And you? Tell me about your family. One brother, one sister. She's in Italy, Tuscany. She teaches English there. He lives in New Zealand. He clatters his coffee cup into the saucer. He works there. My voice comes out hushed, apologetic. And your parents? One of each. I laugh weakly, but his face is wrinkled in confusion. Your parents are alone then? I picture Mum and Dad sitting in their armchairs in the living room, smiling at something on the television, and a wave of sadness goes through me. A pressure building against the back of my eyes. They dropped me off at the airport 3 months ago. Dad kept asking if I was okay for money. Remember to phone when you get there, Mum said repeatedly. I'll just feel so much better when I hear your voice. I didn't get round to calling them until 3 days after I arrived. Mum was frosty when she answered. You're obviously having fun then. Tomas stares at me, his brow grooved like I'm a tricky clue in a crossword. I set my face, suddenly, childishly angry. His eyes drop to the floor, as if drawn to some fascinating detail on the carpet.